And Kathy Dawes, now we're going to focus in a bit more on Emma Ebert. She's Pottawatomie County 4-H Ambassador, and I guess you have quite a special project. You're going to be sharing some information with us. But I guess, Emma, first of all, just kind of tell our listeners about your experience with your sewing project and what you've been doing.
Well, I've been involved in sewing my first year of 4-H, and I started when I was 8 years old, and so that means I've been sewing for about 7 years. And I love how I can tell, like, how much improvement I've made throughout the project. I started out with just a simple dress, and now I'm making wool dresses and coats. And so it's really cool just to see the progression.
And where do you wear the clothes you make?
Well, it depends on which garment I make. I usually try to make a casual outfit and then a dressy one. And so, like, this year I made an off-the-shoulder dress. And, you know, that's kind of the in trend or whatever right now. And so I could wear that, you know, just out and about. And then also I made a wool outfit, and it's a burgundy dress and black coat. And so I'll wear that to, like, Christmas and just church events.
I have to admit, my mother was a wonderful seamstress. Me, not so much. Got a B in when I was in home ec. But, I mean, do you ever get people wondering, you know, where you got your dress? I mean, do you ever have those kind of, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, people always compliment me, and I'll say, yeah, I made it, you know. But, yeah, it's just really cool because my friends know I sew, and so they'll compliment me on my stuff.
Very good. Maybe some of your favorite garments that you put together.
This year's outfit, my burgundy dress and black coat, was definitely one of my favorites. And then I made a bright red coat with black buttons, and I really liked that one too. Like, it was a pea coat, and it was cool just to, like, I don't really wear a lot of red, but I really liked how the contrast was, and I liked that outfit.
Well, you're talking my language. Red's my favorite color. Love burgundy, too. So that there you go. But, you know, service projects, and as we mentioned, that makes things a little bit more special in your case. But service projects that you participate in, how you kind of tie this all together?
Yeah. My first year of sewing, we were involved in a program, and we made little bandanas for service dogs. And so we embroidered their names on them. And then I also, for a couple years actually, there's a Pottawatomie County program called Raise a Reader. And so we made baby bibs for newborns, and you gave them the bibs and then a book. And so we just embroidered Raise a Reader on them. And then I've also done, this year actually, I participated in one, and we made feminine hygiene kits for, like, out of country. And it's just going to help women outside of the country, you know.
Mm-hmm. And we had some Mandela fellows in just this last month that were in from Africa, and they talked about feminine hygiene. And so I kind of get what you're saying there, important stuff that you're doing.
Yeah. And then I also I participate in a summer weights program up at Rock Creek High School. That's where I go. And we have these bullet belts or whatever, and the Velcro is coming off of them, and so I'll help the school out and also up the Velcro.
It's amazing all the different ways that this skill, this talent comes in handy. But, you know, any contests, I mean, obviously, you know, you have the county fair coming up, but anything else you participate in that way?
Yeah, well, there's two different elements of the fair that I participate in, the construction judging and then the fashion review. So construction is more you're just sitting down with the judge, and they're, you know, looking at how you sewed the garment. And then fashion review is more like how the garment fits you and if it's in style. And then I also have another contest that will be the first Sunday of November. It's a state contest, Make It With Wool. And so there's different age groups, just like 4-H. And so it's pretty much, it's construction and modeling at the same time. And so they put those both into comparison.
Well, I have a friend who's a designer, so you never know. And we might be seeing you here in 10, 20 years, very active in that role. But it sounds like you're extremely creative. I mean, the service dogs, the baby bibs, you name it, kind of incorporating a lot of the things that you know how to do. But any thoughts on other projects? I'm sure your mind's going all the time and seeing opportunities for other things you could maybe do.
Yeah, I really just like helping people out. And so if I ever see an opportunity to do it, then I'll try to help it out.
You ever have people asking you to do a little this or that for them, I would guess?
Yeah, some of my friends, when I'm over hanging out with them, they'll have something like, a shirt that has a hole in it or something, and they'll be like, hey, Emma, will you sew this up for me? And so it's kind of cool that I can help out my friends like that, too.
I know I have a close friend who made all the outfits for a performance at the Arts Center, and I don't know if you ever get hit up for that kind of thing, but there's always a need for people that have that ability.
Yeah.
So, well, anything else you want to add? And we'll probably go back to the rest of the folks here and talk a bit more about the fair, but I guess we'll just kind of, again, go around the room and just a refresher, a reminder again of the dates that we're talking about. And we'll probably, Molly, if you want to kind of remind us again. I know you went through the first day, I believe, but just kind of remind us what we're talking about here.
Yeah, our fair is from August 2nd through 6th. So it will be from Wednesday through Sunday. And basically on the first day, on the 2nd, it's kind of just like for 4-H'ers for their food judging. But then when it comes to the 3rd is when it all starts happening and it gets more fun and starts going more and everybody likes to come up and see what's going on.
Now, Molly, I know obviously as a 4-H ambassador, you're pretty involved with the fair. You're on talking about it today, but there's a lot of work that goes into preparing for something of this nature. And maybe talk about the hours, weeks, months of effort that go into putting a fair on.
Definitely, if you have 4-H animals, you have to work with them almost like every day. You have to make sure they can be able to walk and you can have halters on them and everything. Like for our heifers, my brother's also involved. We are part of the National Hereford Association, so we get involved with that. We have to get up at because I have like dance and other things I have to do. He gets up at 5 in the morning and he helps and goes and feeds them and washes them, and then we both go over in the night and we all wash them again and we feed them and we work with them. And then I also have to work with my goat, so it's a very busy time and all the stuff you have to put into all your animals.
Well, it's just kind of going around the room again. We'll go back to Marshall Fike, and I know all the efforts you put in on helping out with the fair, and maybe a bit, too, about what 4-H means to you. I think this is an opportunity to kind of talk a bit more about 4-H, what it's all about, and what it's come to mean to you. Marshall?
Yeah, I think 4-H is just all about leadership. It's taught me, I know before I joined 4-H, I only joined 4-H when I was like 7, but I was, and still I'm kind of introverted person, but 4-H just kind of helped me, you know, like with my public speaking skills and just different aspects of leadership. So it means, you know, being a leader.
And the amount of time it's taken you to get ready for the fair and with your individual projects, things that you're involved in?
Yeah, so I have beef. So I work with my steer. I just have one steer. So I've been working with him all summer, just rinsing him and stuff. And then I have to get my other projects ready, like my photography, take about 2,000 pictures and pick out 5 of them. But yeah, we went on a vacation to Colorado and I got pretty much all of my pictures from that. So that was a good opportunity. But yeah, just photography and beef are the main things that I was focusing on this year.
Well, and like we were talking to Emma earlier, you know, these are things you might very well use as time goes by. And I guess going back to Ryan here, you know, talk about all the time it's taken to get ready for the fair. What does 4-H mean to you too, Ryan?
4-H means to me, like, it's life lessons and opportunities. That's what I think of when I think of 4-H, because it has taught me so much from, like Marshall said, public speaking. And it's also taught me responsibility working with animals and stuff like that. And on the opportunity side, so like Molly, I show cattle, and I show cattle on the national level. So that means I can show at not just the Pot County Fair, but there's spring shows and fall shows. So I'm pretty much showing year round. So that means like I have to put all the work in. So that teaches me the responsibility of feeding my animals and washing my animals and making sure they're ready for the showing, stuff like that.
Emma, what has 4-H meant to you?
Especially the public speaking as well. I was really shy when I was younger, and before I started 4-H, I barely talked, honestly. And I'm a sophomore at Rock Creek, and last year, as a freshman, I took a speech class, and I was comfortable speaking in front of the class, and I've just gotten a lot more confident in what I do.
Back to Molly, and kind of what 4-H has meant to you, Molly.
I've been doing 4-H for 10 years now, so it's kind of like just been embroidered in me, like it's part of my life. So basically, it's kind of like, it has helped you with public speaking, because I'm also part of FFA, and when you do speech contests, it helps you get up in the higher category, being able to talk to everybody and be able to do it fluently, and actually being able to talk on here actually helps us a lot, and making us lifelong friends and just all that.
I'm guessing that, you know, and I don't know if you have any idea what you want to do career-wise, but if anything you do, this will help you, and
yes,
trust me.
Because especially with the animals, I want to actually be a vet tech. So, like, being all with all these animals and helping me, it actually helps a lot with my career.
Well, we're down to the last minute or two of the program today, and I think I'll turn back to Erin. Boy, what an impressive group of young people you brought in today with you.
Yes, and this is just evidence of what 4-H teaches our children. I think it is an excellent, excellent program, and like they talked about, it's a pretty common theme among most 4-Hers that have how much their public speaking skills grow when they're in the program. I mean, we have kids getting up at 8 years old to do project talks in front of people, and it's so fun to see that skill grow from 8 years to, you know, even 10 years old. We see that confidence level grow in them. And it just teaches great lifelong skills. Emma highlighted a lot of the citizenship aspects. It's really cool to see the kids take their projects and think about, how can I help others with this? And it'll be skills that they use for the rest of their lives. And the fair is just kind of a celebration of a lot of that. It's people coming in and seeing the different projects that the kids create, and also having all those, you know, different competitions amongst each other. And it's a very family-friendly atmosphere, great food, lots of different fun activities. So we hope to see everybody out there, and we hope we have awesome weather.
It's not too late for people to get involved. I mean, it's approaching quickly, but if they want to find out more, is there a way to do that?
Yes. We have our the whole fair schedule listed on Potawatomi.ksu.edu, which is our Potawatomi County Extension website. Our fair book is posted on there if they're interested in looking at the details of the certain activities going on.
Well, thanks to all five of you for stopping by today. And again, we've had Potawatomi County Extension Agent Erin Tynan, along with 4-H Ambassadors Ryan Mosier, Marshall Fike, Emma Ebert, and Molly Minahan. You've been listening to In Focus.
And tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Kristen Cottom with the Mercy Community Health Foundation will talk about 3D mammography and foundation projects. Also, Jardine Ingram from Pawnee Mental Health will talk about this being Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Jardine's a therapist in Manhattan. Clark Howard, Rush, Dan Patrick, The Game, and the Royals at 5:30 on K-Man. Enjoy your Wednesday.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN.